At the beginning of the hearing, various parties spoke, such as the Florida Retail Federation and the Office of Public Counsel. Members of Florida legislature were also present, including House Representatives John Legg and Peter Neer. Alex Gunn, representing Progress Energy Florida, explained their reasoning for higher rates.
If you just recall the 2004 and 2005 hurricane season and the importance of prompt, quick, safe power restoration that occurred. Now, it's essential that your electric utility is financially healthy and capable of providing that level of service. But that level of service comes at a cost, and that's why we're here today.
Glenn called for a 12.5% rate of return, which Progress feels is a fair rate. However, J.R. Kelly from the Office of Public Counsel disagrees. He feels that the revenue is too high.
The revenues that they earned for the, that they made for that 12-month period was $5 billion. They made $517 million. Should they be allowed to earn money? Absolutely. But how much is the key?
Newport Richey State Senator Mike Fasano said that there is nothing consumers can do in order to lower these base rates. Lowering usage will not decrease the base rate costs.
These are dollars that can't be conserved any way. These are base rate increases that come in part of the cost of the privilege to receive electricity from Progress Energy.
The energy rate increases don't only have effects for the homeowner, but also the business owner, according to Cecilia Bradley, representing Attorney General McCullen. She calls this the trickle-down effect.
We're also concerned about the trickle-down effect. As I mentioned, Mr. Wright, some of his companies, your grocery stores, your hamburger places, your restaurants, all of these other places, if electricity goes up, they're having to compete with other companies. They're not a monopoly, but at some point, they're going to have to raise their rates too, or the cost of their goods and services.
Senator Fasano says that these rate increases are not reasonable for his constituents.
If the rate increases are granted, those on fixed incomes, the unemployed, and let me impress to you, we have an unemployment rate here in Pasco County of well over 10%, in the Tampa Bay area as well. There are groups here today that will speak to you who represent those who don't have a job, who they are training, helping them and trying to find a job. Our families are already trying to make ends meet in these tough economic times are going to be hurt the most.
These constituents came to the hearing in a packed banquet hall to tell the commissioners their experiences with Progress Energy and why they don't support a rate hike. Rosalind Linen receives Social Security. Her fixed income is not enough for expenses.
So it really does not even cover the increase of 31.5%, let alone the increase of food, the increase in gas, the increase in my maintenance, it just doesn't cover. So when we say that we are on a fixed income, even with the cost of living increases, it's just not enough.
Elaine Geyer says that these cost of living increases won't even be available.
Now we Social Security recipients have been told that for the next 2 years, we will receive no COLA increases. Our income is not going to go up at all.
Lillian Dussault of Newport Richey, who is also on Social Security, is caught feeling as though she doesn't know what else she can do.
Right now, I'm at the point of it's $138 a month. Mm-hmm. Just being on budget, and I've done everything possible I can in the house. And if you make an increase where Social Security tells me I can only make $850 a month, pay my mortgage, try to pay you, I have a feeling that over some time that I would be filing bankruptcy.
There are suggestions going around about how to save money in the current economic climate, but Frederick Tomaski of Newport Richey does not support paying more to Progress Energy.
I should be speaking from the waistline, because all I hear about is tightening our belts. Tighten your belt so you don't make somebody trip through your car because we can't afford the gas anymore. Tighten the number of times that you go to the doctors because you can't afford to pay the copay all the time. Buy generic foods. You don't have to buy the best anymore. You can't afford it. How can we afford another rate increase from Progress Energy?
Mary Ellen McGee of Newport Richey said that she does not use her air conditioning because she cannot afford it, but she does need the electricity to power an oxygen pump to help her breathe.
If this bill goes up, I cannot pay it. How do I get my oxygen? I can't afford it. So I'm really asking you to oppose this.
Harry Blethroat, a former U.S. Marine, brought up the unique situation he faces because he lives in an apartment.
You're forgetting all of the people in apartments. I grant you, the homeowner might be able to use solar power. Maybe they can put a windmill up on top of the house. But in an apartment, you don't have any options.
Elaine Geyer also says that since this business is a monopoly, Progress Energy customers have no options.
We can't take our business elsewhere if we're unhappy with the product and the service. Progress Energy is the only game in town. It's them or the dark ages. Many areas of Pasco now have choice in cable providers, and cable providers have had to sit up and take notice because they know the customers can go elsewhere. But we don't have that choice.
Will Nickerson of Holiday asked the commission to think about the customers of Progress Energy when making their decision.
I just ask you, in hard times, economic times for all of us, what is Florida Power, Progress Energy, any of them, doing to bring down the cost? Thank you, and don't give in to the greed factor.
For more information about the hearings and when they may be coming to your area, go to www.floridapsc.com. The commission will vote on the matter at the November 19th and December 1st special agenda and agenda conferences. With WMNF in Newport Richey, this is Lindsay Cradwell.